I'd arrived in Egypt. The Upper Aswan Dam was built in the 1960s to generate electricity, provide a reservoir of water for farms, and control flooding along the Nile, the result of the rainy season in Ethiopia. Before the dam, heavy floods could decimate crops, often resulting in famine. The dam gave Egypt control over the levels of the Nile downstream, but at a heavy price for many Nubian communities.
Down there are the remains of Nubian settlements, dozens of them. They were home to more than 100,000 people, and their homes and fields were swallowed by the rising waters of the lake. Their entire way of life, their civilization, their culture, had been here for thousands of years, swallowed and submerged.
The Egyptian authorities relocated many Nubians to new settlements in the desert, far from the fertile land of the Nile. In the Nubian communities that survived the arrival of the dam, I found Nubians trying to use their culture and traditions to carve out a living in Egypt's flagging tourist industry.
They've got a crocodile on the side of the house. Salaam alaikum. Why do people have crocodiles outside their homes?
Those who kill them hang them like this, because tourists used to come and look at them.
As a community, are you scared of the crocodiles? Do they pose a threat to you?
I have one in my house, a live crocodile.
Sorry, did you just say you have a live crocodile?
I do.
Can we see it?
Yes. Please come in.